All right, Javosai, good morning. Let us begin. We are starting today, Perek Chav Gimel, Chapter 23 in Mesilas Yesharim, titled, B'darchei Knias Ha'anava, V'archokim Mafsidah. The ways in which we acquire the attribute of humility and the things that detract or cause us to lose this midah. So, Javosai, remember, just so you know, we're already coming to the end of this Sefer, right, which is actually pretty, I mean, it's going to be an exciting accomplishment again for our second time, but we're really just three chapters away from finishing it. So by now already we know kind of how this Sefer works. So we know that again, the way that Ramchal works is outlining the Midah, then expanding on the Midah, telling us how to acquire it, telling us what detracts from it. So that's the Seder. So here he goes. Shnayim him hamar gilam esa adam ala anavam. There are two things that... Literally, margilim means like habituate. There are two things that bring a person to humility. Harigilus. So regilus sounds like habituation, right? Being rogil means being regular in something. So regilus and hisboni. Hisboni means contemplation. So what does this mean? Harigilus hu sheyihye ha'adam margil atzmo ma'at ma'at behisnai b'shiflus. So remember again, in the last chapter, part of what the Ramchal spoke about was this concept of, you know, behavioral humility and acting in a humble way. So Ramchal recognizes over here, he says that, you know, going ahead and acting in a humble way isn't always easy. So that's why he says sometimes a person has to habituate himself, be margil himself, get himself accustomed to acting in a humble way, ma'at ma'at, slowly, slowly. He says, Adar Shazacharnu, for example, be yeshiva salakomos hapechusim, filaleches besof achevra, lil bosh big de tzinuim, dahinu michubadim aflo mifuarim. There are small ways a person might be entitled to sit in a more chashuva place. But he doesn't sit in the more chashuva place. Instead, he sits with the regular people. He doesn't have to walk at the front of the chevra. He could walk in the back of the chevra. And he should wear modest clothing. Wear modest clothing. Lo bosh bigdei tzinuim. So what does that mean to wear modest clothing? Dahinu mechubadim, meaning a person always has to dress nicely. Right? A person always has to get dressed. And a person always has to look appropriate. But a person doesn't have to stand out. So there's this way to dress in a nice way, which highlights the fact that I have covet in myself, you know, in good covet. I take myself seriously. I'm a tzelem Elokim. Yet at the same time, a person doesn't stand out. So we'll say, if you notice what he's describing over here, are small steps that a person could take in order to acquire a level of behavioral anava, behavioral humility. Humility is not easy. And humility, as we've spoken about so many times, often goes against the very grain, kind of the natural disposition of egocentricity that man, that a human being has. That's, you know, naturally we just think about ourselves. So the Ramchal says, therefore, the way to become humble is not really through dramatic, heroic action. Because for most of us, it's hard to take engage in dramatic displays of humility. Instead, small steps. Ki behesrag lo bederach hazeh, tikonis v'sovo ha'anova b'libo ma'at ma'at, ad she'tikava bo ha'karoi. Because we'll say, like most things in life, when you take small steps, so change occurs. And change occurs gradually. Obviously, we know this, there are different models of change. So there is a concept of instantaneous change, right? You see this, you know, there's cold turkey change, right? The person could just mamish go ahead and just turn off a switch, right? Turn off a switch, 1, 2, 3, and suddenly they're different. Most times it doesn't work, and most times a person ends up regressing with change like that. The best kind of change is gradual change, where sometimes it's a little bit frustrating because I'm not changing everything I want to change, when I want to change it, how I want to change it, on the timeline that I'd like to change it. But lamaisa, if I stick with it, then the change remains. Then the change becomes embedded. So that's what Ramchal is saying over here. In terms of acquiring the attribute of anava, of humility, it doesn't make sense to engage in dramatic activity immediately. Rather, a person must engage in slow, sustained behaviors and growth. And when a person does that slowly but surely, a person evolves, a person changes, a person becomes humble. Kihine, kihine, bios teva lev ha'adam lazuach olis nase. Kashalo lao kar meikara hanetia tevis, as opposed to just what we said before. Ramchal writes, the natural disposition of a person is egocentricity. And I will say this is incredibly important because sometimes we think that when we become a little bit self-centered or self-focused, that I am such a rasha, I'm so terrible. It's important to understand that Ramchal says that this is actually the natural disposition. People inherently are selfish. And when I say selfish, I don't mean that word sounds so negative. I mean, it is negative. But I mean like that a person just naturally thinks about themselves. Again, as I go, I've spoken about this in a couple of other contexts as well. You know, the strongest reflex, but kind of like ingrained behavior that we have is self-preservation. The natural focus that I have is on me. My goal in life is to be able to overcome that innate predisposition and that proclivity towards self-centeredness and become the kind of person who is able to focus outside of myself. And the truth is, that's anava. That's humility. Ramchal writes, let me tell you why this is, why humility is so difficult. Because humility requires me to go against almost the very grain of my natural predisposition. Again, look what he writes. Again, hine bios teva leif ha'adam, the teva of a person, the nature of a person, lazuach leis nase, is to be arrogant. Now again, what does that mean that my natural disposition, really? My natural is to be arrogant? No, my natural disposition, remember, so what is arrogance? Arrogance is egocentricity. Arrogance is self-centeredness. Arrogance is the manifestation of a person who lives a life that says, Kola olam nivra bishvili, in a negative way, right? Everything's about me. Everything's about me. So you don't talk to me the way that I like. You don't treat me the way that I like. You don't give me the cover that way that I like. So I'm gonna react to that. That's gaiva. So then Ramchal says that the natural disposition of man is to be a bal gaiva. What he's really saying is the natural disposition of man is to be egocentric. Therefore, kasha lav la karmei karahanetiativis azos. Humility is exceptionally difficult. Because humility requires me to go against this very innate piece of nature. Ela imkein bepeulos achisonos hamesuros biado. So we'll say, so this is incredible because what Ramchal is teaching me over here is not just about humility, but in general. So how do you, a lot of us are born with innate things, right? So when we'll say so many things, right? Sometimes a person's entire temperament is based on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them, right? People have proclivities that ultimately, again, are innate to them. But Ramchal says the beauty of Yiddishkeit is that we believe that you could change almost anything that you want. I'm talking about character traits. I'm not talking about other things. You could change almost anything you want. So while it might be true that I'm born with a certain temperament, or I'm born with a certain disposition, or I'm born with certain pushes and pulls to different things, I have the ability to change that. Now, sometimes I have the ability to stamp it out. Sometimes I can't stamp it out, but I could channel it in different ways. And how do you do that? Bepu'ulos hachitzonos hamesuros biado. We'll say we know this. The way you change feelings, the way you change attitudes, the way you change midos, the way you change your predispositions is through actions. This is what the Sefer HaChinuch says when he writes, Acharei pu'ulos nimshachos halevavos. The ability to affect internal change is not an internal process. The ability to affect internal change is an external process. Behave a certain way and you will feel a certain way. Do good things and that'll influence who you are on the inside. Yimshoch ma'at ma'at hadara betniuso habilti masrlo kol kach. This is incredible. Because I will say very often in life, it's difficult to change how you feel. The one thing you absolutely control is what you do. So if I could control what I do, then by definition, I can alter how I feel. This is such an incredible yesod. That all of life is about figuring out actions that I can engage in order to shape my teva, in order to go ahead and shape my nature, shape the way I feel. Therefore, again, bringing this back to Anova, if a person wants to be humble, so humility requires engaging in humble behavior. If I engage in humble behavior, I can ultimately shape how it is that I feel on the inside. And I will say, we'll stop over here, but understand this is not just humility. As I mentioned before, this, I think what Ramchal is describing over here, is very much the key to successful living. That if you want to feel a certain way, and you want to be a certain person on the inside, engage in external activity that'll help shape that internal reality. Too often in life, we kind of sit on the couch waiting to feel a certain way. I just don't feel it. I just don't, whether it's inspiration or whatever, I just don't feel it. If you want to shape, internal realities are shaped by external dynamic activity. However you want to feel, engage in the proper activities that are going to bring you there. I will stop over. We'll pick up Emir Hashem with this on Monday. Shkoyach.